Ma le flecla sedi a floclete. Me e cima osche aha pohotatiete. Himatorekete. Now is the time, saith the Spirit of the Lord, for my church to remove the grave clothes off the dead and speak life unto them, saith the Spirit of grace. For I have given you a call that is to be led by the Spirit, yes, but a call to begin to believe now that everywhere you go, on every turn and every side, that I'll open up the opportunity. And rather you invading their world, they'll invade yours and say, what must I do to be saved? Or I sense on you that there's a help that I must receive from you. So Father, right now, we release this activation on the planet and in the earth. Revival is now. The time is short and the season is now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we've come here for the purpose of an outpouring, never to be the same, not just to be changed, but to be transformed into the image of the firstborn. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. We release the power of God. Kidneys, I command you healed. Heart, arthritis and crippling, ma eflaske iflonde ed embanskeli aklote diete meha oflaske te menske. Divorce yourself from the notion that this has been and what has been will always remain. I'm waking you up, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm waking you up in your spiritual senses. Many have tried through their natural transformation of their mind through rehearsal of my word, but now I'm taking you to another place to where that which is in the inward man takes over every part of the outward man. So that your expectation goes to a place that goes beyond will power, but goes to a place to where an unction inside of you that says what has been will not always be, and that I accept and receive and walk in the fullness of my healing and the virtue of His grace in my body now, saith the Spirit of the Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Ministries, let them be birth calls. Let them come forth. Let this be a transition time in the hearts and the life. Oh, me eflaskete imbaskote ha frende hichikita. Insignificance. And I'm not talking about a pity party where somebody hangs their head and wanting attention by their demeanor. But I'm talking about, he's talking about a place where there's been such an insignificance, a devaluing of your life through things that the enemy brought, that it's hard for you to know your significance in Him. And everything that is being promised this week, and everybody that is hearing a voice saying the Lord says this or the Lord's, that seems in your own thinking to be escaping you. But the Lord says to the least of you, as I said this morning, I have brought you to this place by purpose and by destiny. Maholesete, we rebuke right now that mindset. It's more than a mindset. There's something, a spirit that's tagged with it. It's always accusing, always demeaning, always bringing forth an insignificance. We bind you, we cast you out of their life, even today, in the name of Jesus. Go. In Jesus' name. Let ministries, as I said, Lord, be birthed. Purpose. My afle iskela olde iskedi alokletete. Many have said, even recently before this conference, I can't hear His voice. I know I'm born again and spirit filled, but I don't believe I can hear Him talking. That's changing. That's changing. And anything that you've had to do with, and any blockage, any possible blockage, the Lord began even last night through that cleansing prayer to change that. Yes, sir. And he said, if you'll notice the communication, even the air, it seems like the air has gotten lighter even since that prayer for you, whom this pertains to. And if you'll follow your conscience and not sear your conscience, or practice the place of intimacy and get on your way with me, you'll find that that place of the voice, of knowing my voice, becomes much more attuned in your life. And no man having to say to you, hear his voice, but you'll know with an absolute. For the first place of confidence in your life is to know my voice. My sheep hear my voice. They know me and follow me, says the Spirit of grace. Jesus, what great things you've done for us. What great things you've done for us. Tulsa's in revival. Mockley's in revival. Dayton's in revival. Across this nation. Jesus. Hallelujah.